rituals of Lilith as one aspect of the adversary provides meaningful inspiration to those willing to explore her nature. She is the source of our creation. She is in the embodiment of Tiamat, the ancient dragon and primal serpent, which partially beget humanity. She manifests long ago in Babylonian times as Lilitu and Ardat Lilin, the Nightbringer. She's the devouring aspect of all consciousness. From the beginning of time with Ahriman, she was created from blackened coal as one half of the adversary, her hunger even challenging that of Ahriman. The idea of Lilith being the first vampire is no new concept. She has existed since the beginning of time and recorded history. She is insatiable, powerful. She has, like the adversary, many names. From Greek and Byzantine charms, with such names as the Shapeless One, the Blood-Drinking One, the Beautiful One, the One from the Sea, the Shrieking One, the Child Strangler, and other such lovely titles. It is clear that Lilith did not represent death, but rather she continued existence. The earliest names of Lilith, Gilalu, is the early name from Babylonian mythology. This is a child-stealing vampire which drinks the blood of infants. The modern left-hand path interpretation of this resides in that Lilith is the initiator and, by seeking the blood of children in the night, represents her desire for continued and youthful existence. Other names of Lilith, Abizal, Abizilth, Abizu, and Gilalu, Gera, are names of Lilith as the Deathless One, who does not sleep at night. Lilith holds the honor as the initiator of the Scarlet One, called Babylon, the Lemic mythology. She is our goddess and our way. With her rising up through us, men and one may seek the deathless path of transformation.